What is good, everyone? This is your host, Deanna Radulescu with Label Free Podcast. To live your best life, you must live label free. As always, bring you incredible guests from all over the world. So sit back, relax, and tune in. My next guest is a certified clinical EFT practitioner. She has got expertise in hacking reality. Yes, we'll find out more what that means. She is currently being trained in meta-consciousness or meta-health. She also has a master's in public health and epidemiology. I said that right. And she's also a certified trainer for Dr. Joe Dispenza, please, and the founder of Tap Into Your Best Self. Please welcome Anastasia. Anastasia, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. And thank you for the invite. It's a pleasure for me being here.
It's a pleasure to have you here. First of all, love your name. Love the name of your business. I'm here for it. I'm just like, yeah, Anastasia. It just rolls off the tongue so pretty. And then Tap Into Your Best Self. Anastasia is going to help you tap into your best self. Like, how perfect is that?
Well, we all have the potential to tap into a better versions of ourselves because there's one already in everyone. And no one, as Dr. Joe Dispenza says, no one is excluded from that.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I agree with you. So let's unpack all this stuff. You do a lot of different things. What's the difference between a clinical EFT practitioner and just a regular EFT practitioner?
It's evidence-based, and we follow certain protocols. So there's a lot of clinical trials that have shown the effectiveness of EFT. And EFT down-regulates genes. And also, it resets the amygdala and where the memories get stored as well. So it brings the body to calmness. So in the old days, there was EFT, but it wasn't evidence-based. And clinical EFT is evidence-based. And there's wonderful studies that come out. And fMRI, which basically are magnetic studies that show the effect on the brain.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So thank you for that, for explaining that. What is hacking reality? I've never heard of it.
Reality hacking is something very similar to what people know as matrix reimprinting. But to say what it is we revisit traumatic memories and we rewrite them. So when the person has trauma, we don't want the person to relive the trauma. But the memories from those emotions are stored in the body. And so when we tap, we release the emotions. And now we rewrite the memory and we keep on reimprinting it. So a new story is remembered. What holds a memory is two neurons firing and wiring constantly together. So if you unprune those neurons, over a period of time, that path does not exist in the brain. It gets very distant and it fades away. And then that trauma no longer influences your life, because that's what holds most people hostage. They can't move. They're immobilized or they procrastinate, whatever.
Or they trauma bond with someone else.
That's correct as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hearing that term a lot lately and I've never heard before. And it's interesting because I can relate to that. I've trauma bonded, obviously, with people going through bad relationships and, you know, toxic relationships. So very interesting. Now you're currently being trained in meta-consciousness or meta-health.
So meta health or meta consciousness evolved from what was called the German New Medicine, and basically is a different way of looking at health. All health challenges is a lowering of frequency in the body, and usually some stuck pattern or emotional pattern or lowering of frequency causes the condition.
Yeah.
And we look at the story, and by using metaconsciousness, we find which part of the brain is involved in and what is the theme. So I'll give you an example. Someone who may have pneumonia is feeling that they're powerless.
Yeah.
They're not able to function in their lives. So the organ that was very likely to go is the lungs. Someone who has digestive issues, let's say they can't eliminate, they can't let go.
Interesting.
If it's the opposite, where they're constantly going through their system, they don't want to digest reality. It's too much for them. So each organ holds an emotion and a story. Kidneys are known for fear. The liver is known for anger. So we use that to identify what's the emotion so then the memories can come up to clear it. Because what holds belief? It's the emotions that are holding the beliefs in place. And when we knock off the emotions, eventually the beliefs go.
Yeah. Wow. So that's those are some powerful tools that you have in your tool belt.
They're very effective.
Yeah, I bet. And now let's talk about your certified trainer for Dr. Joe Dispenza, which I'm sure that, you know, I've heard the name before. I'm sure the audience is probably familiar with the name. Yeah. So tell us what that exactly means.
Okay, so we use a neuroscience-based program to help people understand what's creating their reality. So their personality creates their personal reality. That's it. So how they think, how they act, and how they feel creates one's person's personal reality, which is what we call our lives.
Yeah.
And so when we understand that, how the brain gets wired, how your neurochemistry is affected, and your hormones get affected, and then by using our thoughts, we can now start changing to change how we think, how we got, and how we feel.
Right. And I'm a big believer in this. I feel like, you know, it's kind of a form of manifestation.
That's correct.
I feel like it's such an easy concept, but very hard for people to wrap their heads around.
It is, because, and there's a reason for that. First of all, when you're vibrating in anger or in survival, it's hard to see when you're suffering. You've unconsciously contributed to it, because most people don't want to have an unhappy life. There's no one consciously going, I want to have a miserable life, right? So it's unconscious. So they don't remember when they had that negative self-talk or when they had that experience that is affecting them.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm going to add in the manifestation, in order to manifest what we want, we need to vibrate and enter that state of being. So if I want to be happy, I have to start feeling happy in advance.
Right.
So people want to see the results first, and that implies separation, because you're wanting. Wanting is never going to give you what you want. You have to be in the state of having, because the door that opens, or the key that opens that door, is your vibration.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, I mean, I speak from my own limited experience in my life that I've gone through the last maybe 8 years, and just changing that mindset of, you know, we want abundance, but if we are constantly in that mode of lack, the abundance never comes, right? If we start thinking like, oh, wow, I have a lot, then more starts coming to you. You know, just like with your, I mean, of a career, let's say if you think that you are doing so great at your job and you really, or you, I don't know, maybe that's a bad example, but I'm very limited. I'm sure you're way more powerful when it comes to this, but like, I can just, for myself, like anybody that's listening, like these things are very true and very possible when you, if they are having a block, so if they work with someone like you to open up that, open up those neurons? No. What would be the right neurons?
Well, to
reprogram
those limiting neurons to create new neurons.
Yeah. Say like the, yeah, and I think that's amazing. So at what stage in someone's life do they come to someone like you to help them with whatever they might be dealing with?
Most people, unfortunately, including myself, when we've hit rock bottom and despair. I think more awareness is coming out, and some people are coming before they hit the dark night of the soul. But I have to admit, for myself and a lot of clients that I've worked, is when they've tried everything else and nothing else is working, they're in complete despair and they can't take it anymore.
What other things are they trying?
most people have tried medicine, medications, therapy, or some other modalities, affirmations. Now, I have nothing against affirmations, but I'll make a caveat here. If you're completely angry or in complete despair, saying, I am healthy, I am healthy, I am healthy, is not going to work, is actually going to wire the person to be even worse because the state of brainwaves. So when you're in beta brainwaves, there's no way you can change. I'm sure because you've turned your life around yourself. Yeah. And so you may not know the terms, already done it for yourself. In order for you to change or a person to change, they have to observe themselves and they have to be in a more calmer state. So, and that is key to change your brainwaves. Now, tapping helps you regulate and be calmer. And now you get what they call a cognitive shift. And you can say, oh my goodness, it's what I've been saying for so long, or the way I've been behaving, that my life has fallen apart.
Yeah.
And people will come up with things that they didn't even know that that happened, because your subconscious mind will give you that information. But we enter the subconscious mind only when we're in alpha or theta or delta brainwaves. The delta is usually asleep. So let's leave it for alpha and theta. So when you're wired, which is high beta, there's no way you're going to get that information to have the cognitive shift.
Yeah. Wow. That's pretty powerful stuff. You said that you hit rock bottom, and that's where you started. Is this when you started this journey of learning all these modalities and skills and equipping yourself with the tools? Can you share with us?
So I was working in healthcare, and you mentioned I have a degree in epidemiology. So I was really into healthcare, believed in the medical model, and I had assisted in surgeries as well. And I totally believed in the model till I ended up having an exploratory surgery, and turned out I didn't have anything that actually made me be 23 days in the hospital expected to die. And somehow I miraculously lived, but ended up with tons of complications.
Sure.
And I still could not see what had gone wrong, because medicine is what I knew. That's what my degree said. And I would be getting one diagnosis after the other, and I intuitively knew none of it was wrong. And my question is, how can my body shut down overnight?
Yeah.
It just didn't make sense to me. A healthy human being without any severe symptoms, just coming with severe pain, overnight shuts down. So after a long journey and ending up at the Mayo, because I had a lot of connections and I got superb treatment at the Mayo, somehow this condition wasn't going away. And then I ended up finding Dr. Joe Dispenza's work. And I really was into it, but I could not change my thoughts. I understood it mentally. Yeah. I couldn't embody it. And I was beating myself up. Mm. I had read all his books 5 or 6 times. My classmates were changing and I wasn't changing. And then I realized I wasn't able to feel my emotions and release those blockages and all that trauma from the hospital. And I was told on a regular basis every day, you're not going to live the next day. You're not going to live the next day.
Terrible.
And it had become a subconscious program. I wasn't thinking of it consciously, but it was running at the back of my head. And EFT with Dr. Joe's Dispenza's work did miracles for me, literally did miracles for me.
That's amazing.
I got off all my meds.
Good.
And then I started considering, well, the body can heal. I kind of believed in it, but I wasn't sure. And then the body responds. Once you become an ally with the body starts responding. But our first response is to attack the body. Why are you doing this? why aren't you working? And all this anger and resentment that I had in the body,
yeah,
the body can't function. And I then worked with people. I had a client that had Tourette's for years, 7 sessions. We did what we called birth reimprint. So this is an interesting story. Her Tourette's, she remembers, started, or she was told, at the age of 3 or 4. But when we did her birth reimprint, she found out it was while she was in the mother's womb, because the mother was beaten up from the husband. So she was constantly shook. But once that was healed, she was able to heal. So that was a wonderful story that did not take very long for
you. No more Tourette's?
Well, until the time she stopped working with me, no more Tourette's.
Wow, that is amazing. Yeah, I think that the mind and the body are just so incredibly powerful, and we don't give it we don't honor it the way that we're supposed to. You know, instead of we take all this big pharma crap that makes it even worse. Yeah, they get us like hooked on the system. That's what I think. Don't get me started.
No, I agree. Look, every medication, there's not one medication that I have seen that doesn't have side effects. And then for that medication, you have to take something else that has more side effects. I mean, I was on a few stuff. I was exhausted. I literally couldn't get my brain to think.
Yeah.
So it's freedom for the body, and the body wants to work with us. It's your vehicle in this reality, but we've been taught from society to attack it. It's not good enough. It's not thin enough. It's not tall enough. It's not, and it wants to help us.
Yeah, for sure. I love that. It's interesting. You went from believing in the whole like machine of the health system to now doing all these different things to really kind of help people get to the root of the problem and heal at a very authentic, organic place.
You're absolutely correct. I think the desire was the same. I went to medicine.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to help people heal. I was drawn from a child into medicine, and I wanted them to heal. But when I saw that they were coming with more problems, they would solve the problem temporarily, and then there was something else that would come up. It was just an evolving, and I don't think it's the people or the doctors in the hospital, it's the system.
Yeah.
So I can't blame. And then we were never told that the body can recover on its own. Well, it does.
Yeah.
You fall as a child, you scrape your knee, and it would heal by itself. It would grow right back. The skin, it knew how to protect itself.
Yeah. If someone's listening to this and maybe they're going through something hard and they don't know which route to take, like, what would you say to them to maybe like give them hope, or maybe hope with working with you, or, you know, something to encourage them that they can get through it, that there is resources and that you could potentially help them?
Absolutely. So once you're having a health challenge, it's very hard to break free. But what we can do, we all know that stress does trigger disease. And the reason it does is because it activates your sympathetic nervous system. So once your cortisol is up, the body can heal. So what they can do, use either a modality like this, which is a somatic modality, to work with their treatment. This at least will reduce their stress. And they will find out over a period of time that the body starts to feel better. And that will give them hope without listening to my words or anybody else's words. They will feel more empowered because they won't be highly stressed. Whether they have attention deficit disorder, whether they're depressed, or even dealing with the horrible news that a doctor gives them. They don't know how to cope. That's adding more stress to the existing stress they have.
Yeah.
So this is a wonderful modality for them to relax and feel calm, at least in the beginning during the sessions, and then they can extend it. Now, one good thing that EFT has is we teach all clinical EFT practitioners teach the individual to tap by themselves. So we teach you how to do it on your own between the sessions. So eventually you can move on by yourself. The key here is not to hook you to be permanently with an EFT practitioner. We want to empower the individual, and that's why I picked the name Tap Into Your Best Self. By you tapping, you will reveal your own best self that's inside of you. It's in every single person.
Yeah, I love that. That's beautiful. And that you're going to teach people to help them heal themselves. What does it look like if somebody reaches, they're listening, and they're like, okay, that sounds great. I'm signing up. I want to talk to her. Do you do like in like a discovery call? What does that look like?
I first give them a 20-minute free intro so they get to know me, see if they like my energy, and I can see if this is something I can work with. And then we do our first session. I usually have my first session an hour and a half. So we will do a discovery so I can get some history.
Okay.
That I know what the challenges are. And we come up with a plan. So the person will come with what is it they would like to achieve in their lives, right? So we create their vision. And now we go backwards to break it down because we want to have concrete results. So it's great to say, I want to heal, but we need markers. What does healing look like?
Right.
So yeah, maybe in a year's time, it looks that I'm off all my meds, but we have to break it down throughout the year. So maybe the first 2 weeks is if I'm having extreme anxiety 5 times a day, well, we reduce it the first 2 weeks to 4 times a day. Then later on, 3, then to 2, and then we reach concrete goals. That way, by you seeing the results in the external world, you're starting to believe you're able to do it. So it's not like in talk therapy, we're just speaking. We're actually using the body's meridians to move the energy. Yeah. And then they come up with their plan, and I'm there to help them stick with that plan. Of course, we modify it along the way, and then they see the concrete results.
Yeah, beautiful. Where can people find you, connect with you, and learn more working with you?
They can find me on my website, which is tapintoyourbestself.com. I have an Instagram account, and I do post regularly. And they can find me also, I have a Facebook page, mostly on Instagram, which is Tap Into Your Best Self. And I'd be honored to help anyone who is ready to really feel free and enjoy being inside of the body and knowing that the body can be their friend.
Yeah, beautiful. You guys, we'll put those links in the show notes. So if you connected with Anastasia today and want to learn more, we all are dealing with something. Maybe you got a health issue or, you know, some kind of emotional trauma you might need to work through. Don't hesitate to reach out to her, follow her on social, and shoot her a message. I'm sure she would love to just start a conversation. Anastasia, this is the part of the show where I like to ask for last words of wisdom or advice. What would you like to leave with us today?
So my advice to people is anything that you desire, as long as you set your mind and your vision for it and take action for it, you can achieve. Everything is possible for you to have.
Yeah.
There's the only limitation is our limiting beliefs.
Yeah. Very.
Once we get rid of those beliefs and you use your heart and your vision, you will achieve it, whatever that is.
Yeah, I love that. Well, thank you, Anastasia, for sharing your story and all these incredible gifts that you have. You're like a walking like angel going around helping people, like help them heal themselves and really just tap into that organic power that we all have inside of us, which is beautiful. So thank you very much. We appreciate you.
Thank you very much. And part of why we're doing it is if there wasn't someone else who had healed and I had listened to their story, I would have never taken the opportunity.
Oh.
So each one is doing it for the other person. Now we create a better world for us.
That's right.
And so that's why I do this, because again, whoever it was that had a similar condition and healed,
yeah,
I listened to them, and we need a piece of hope. And I hope is the first step. And then afterwards is action and enter the state of being. And it would be a wonderful world to see our children, our families, our friends being healthy and enjoying their lives the way we're supposed to be.
Amen to that. Thank you. On that note, you guys, this is your host, Deanna Radulescu, Label Free Podcast. To live your best life, you must live label free. As always, don't forget to subscribe, follow, rate, review, comment, share, all those good things. And I'll be back soon with more dynamic guests.